President Clinton and other officials gathered today in Washington near the National Mall to dedicate a special edition to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial.
This is a monument to freedom. The power of every man and woman to transcend circumstance.
The addition is a sculpture of FDR in a coat and fedora and plainly seated in his wheelchair. As Alex Van Osch reports, the sculpture has been in the works ever since the memorial opened in 1997.
The original FDR memorial included a statue of the 32nd president seated and covered by a huge cloak. You really have to peek around the back to notice the tiny casters on the chair legs that help the president move around. The National Organization on Disability protested. Its president, Alan Reich, said the NOD lobbied and raised $1.65 million in private funds to get another statue.
The first money came from school children in the sixth grade of the Lindbergh Elementary School in Palisades Park, New Jersey. They had a bake sale. They raised $378.50.
At today's dedication, Anne Roosevelt, granddaughter of the president, said the memorial emphasizes the universal desire to be acknowledged for the things one can do.
With FDR, what we remember is his vigor and his spirit and his compassion and his leadership and his wisdom and his power and his wit.
The new statue is placed right at the entrance. Sculptor Robert Graham, who worked on the original memorial, says the new sculpture shows FDR in a wheelchair he designed from a kitchen chair and tricycle wheels. Originally, Graham considered placing FDR high up on a plinth.
It was Hugh Gallagher, the presidential historian, who is in a wheelchair, who convinced me that the way to go on this, if it's going to be perceived in the way that we want it to be perceived, is to make them life-size and to make them the way that you would encounter someone in a wheelchair. If you're a standing person, you would somehow hover over them. If you're in a wheelchair, also be able to come head-to-head with this statue.
The Roosevelt family, as well as former Presidents Ford, Carter, and Bush, all endorsed the new addition. The main objection came from those who cited the fact that FDR himself, as a politician, thought it expedient to hide his disability from the public at large. But Alan Reich of the National Organization on Disability says it's wrong to think that the public did not know.
You remember the March of Dimes, school children sending contributions to the White House to conquer polio. He founded the Warm Springs, Georgia Rehabilitation Center. He would appear before certain audiences of other peoples facing obstacles in his wheelchair, such as wounded soldiers in the Pacific. The public knew that he was severely disabled.
Perhaps the most poignant touch to the memorial addition is the plaque that stretches behind the statue at the level of its head, 5 feet above the ground. In letters and in Braille, it quotes Eleanor Roosevelt, who said that polio gave her husband strength and courage he had not had before, as well as infinite patience and never-ending persistence. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.